It's supposed to be that you don't wave a red flag in front of a bull, because if you do, you'll make him...
Make him mad or angry.
And you come in after a day's work and you're...
Tired.
You come in after a particularly hard day's work and you're...
And you're pooped.
What does that mean, pooped?
You give up.
If you're trying to quiet a group of people, what would you tell them? Well, let's say they're going to panic. You say, all right, now let's just take it easy.
Let's quiet now. Mm-hmm.
Might you ever tell them to keep calm?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you'd tell them to keep calm.
Might not do any good.
Yeah, probably wouldn't.
All right, you people, now there's nothing to be excited about. If you go away and you come back and a good friend of yours is sick in bed, you want to find out when it happened, you'd say to another good friend, can you tell me when he...
When he took sick.
Mm-hmm. And if in the winter you see someone going around with red eyes and a stopped up nose, a sneeze, you say, what's happened to him?
Taking the cold.
And maybe his voice disappears or gets raspy, you say he's...
In sore throat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he starts to talk like this.
I know what you mean, but I can't think of words.
Horse? Or?
Yeah, horse would be one word. I just couldn't think of it.
That's a strange word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And if he goes, you'd say he...
Coughed.
And a person whose hearing is impaired, you say, is going.
Who's what?
Who can't hear, you say,
or
he's...
deaf.
If you... what term would you use for an illegitimate child?
Bastard.
And any others?
Well, they're illegitimate.
Ever call them woods colts? Or?
I've heard them called range colts. Did you ever hear that experience?
No, I've never heard that one.
I've heard that lots of times. Woods colt. That's another term.
Strange what terms we use. If you see a man coming out of the field and his shirt is just soaking wet after he's worked out there, and someone said, did he pour water on himself? You'd say, probably not. He probably just...
Well, some people say perspire, some say sweat.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm a sweat man.
Yeah, so I am.
He sweat.
It's easy to say.
Yeah. And there's that old saw about women glow, men perspire, and horses sweat.
Yeah.
I always sweat like a horse.
I do too. I'm that much like a horse.
What do you call that sore sometimes that people get on their neck? It'll go out
well,
like
that. Could be a carbuncle, yes.
Now, does that have a hard center?
Yeah.
Any other?
It's like a rising.
That,
That's a carbuncle rising. That'd be about the only one I'd think of.
Is there a fluid in that?
Yeah, just like... And there's neither one of them, and big core in there, you know.
Uh-huh. What do you call a fluid?
I don't know what that's be called. I'm just running from the rising, that's all I know.
Uh-huh. Is that ever called a pus, or?
Oh, yeah, it's pus.
And you say it's not smooth there, it's